All right, today was the last trading day of the month. U.S. markets are closed for Good Friday. Stock prices were up today after 2 days of losses, and the month as a whole was pretty bruising. For the first time in years, technology companies like Facebook, Google, and Amazon are leading the way down. NPR's Jim Zaroli explains why.
Ever since the Great Recession, the U.S. economy has been growing at a pace that can usually be described as tepid. Samir Salama of Wells Fargo Investment Institute says the one big area of promise has been technology companies.
If you think about social media, if you think about e-commerce, basically technology is the backbone of all of those different things. And for those corporations, it's driven incredible profit growth.
And this has made tech stocks such as Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Google soar. Over the year ending on March 5th, for example, Apple was up 29%. Julie Neiman, an analyst at Smith Moore & Company, says even when other stocks have underperformed, the love affair between Wall Street and tech stocks never waned.
Oh, tech stocks have been the dominant area. This is one thing that consumers have and investors have jumped all over simply because they can understand them. They love these stocks.
They loved them, that is, until about 2 months ago. Neiman says there's no single reason for what's happened. Each company has had its distinct set of problems. Apple faces questions about its growth. How long will people keep buying bigger and better iPhones? Amazon is being attacked in tweets by President Trump. Tesla is facing production issues. And then there's Facebook.
This morning, Facebook under fire, the pressure intensifying in the wake of that Cambridge Analytica privacy scandal affecting up to 50 million users.
The uproar over Facebook's breach of user data is generating calls for strict government regulation of the social media giant. Since the beginning of February, Facebook shares are down by 20%. Taken together, these problems have raised questions about the tech sector as a whole. Again, Julie Neiman.
The market has a psychology right now of when in doubt, get out. We'll figure it out later what happened. And when you have a market that's that shaky, especially when the valuations are really high at this point, it's not Happy Harry's house of bargains out there.
The tech fallout isn't the only problem plaguing the stock market right now. The Trump administration has imposed tariffs on Chinese imports, which is sparking fears about a trade war. And the Fed and other central banks are raising interest rates, something stock investors never like. But the tech route is especially problematic because tech stocks make up a huge portion of the shares traded every day. About 25% of the companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 index are in tech. They make up a big proportion of the stock in most mutual funds and retirement accounts. Samir Samana thinks the downturn is temporary. After all, he says, tech is still a relatively new industry.
We're still trying to figure out, you know, how things like social media fit into our lives and how data should be managed and all those different things. So I think this is just part of the growing pains of how do we regulate these companies.
But for now, a lot of investors are reassessing whether tech stocks are the great bet they once thought they were. And until that changes, it's going to hurt the market as a whole. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.